Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry across most of interior New York and New England. Clouds have moved in, though, with a storm system along the mid-Atlantic coast. Even a few flurries and snow showers, perhaps dust in the ground in a couple of spots, primarily across the higher terrain in the Catskills, Taconics, maybe the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills. A little light dusting possible in southernmost New York and New England, but generally dry on the northern fringe of this storm and cold with temperatures in the teens and lower 20s. A northerly breeze will keep it chilly today, although a touch higher than yesterday. As that storm tracks off the East Coast and intensifies, we'll see a return to sunshine and readings climbing into the middle 30s on average. A clear sky tonight will allow temperatures to drop right back off, and readings will go back down into the teens for overnight lows, with even some single digits across the higher terrain. As we get into the day tomorrow, that high pressure will keep it dry. We'll start off with some sunshine, but another weak disturbance will head in our direction, so clouds will gradually increase through the afternoon and into the evening hours, and temperatures a notch or two higher and in the middle and upper 30s. Overnight Saturday night, that disturbance will pass through. A couple more flurries and snow showers around, but very little accumulation, if any at all. And that'll leave us cloudy for Sunday morning. Then we'll go back to sunshine as another area of high pressure builds in, pushing temperatures up toward 40. At this point, a large and strong ridge of high pressure will begin to build into the eastern half of the country. This will allow milder air to flow in. Starting on Monday, highs will be in the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll stay dry with the storm track pushing into Canada on Tuesday. This will allow us to get into the 50s and even near 60 degrees on Wednesday, although a front will approach with the chance for scattered rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure moving off the southeast coast will move out over the western Atlantic today. The system will produce light snow over parts of the northern mid-Atlantic states. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued for the interior mid-Atlantic region. In addition, the storm will produce rain and thunderstorms over parts of the southeast coast into parts of Florida. And a series of storms will bring heavy rain with high elevation snow to the Pacific Northwest and Northern California over the next few days as the weather pattern out west becomes more active into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 6 below zero, with a west-southwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 6, 57% relative humidity, a north breeze at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 20 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few light snow showers in the upper 30s. Boston cloudy with scattered snow showers in the mid 30s. And in Buffalo, scattered snow showers, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature, 23. That's 7 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow flurries, and just a trace for the month. That's 1.4 inches of snow below normal, and 10.3 inches of snow now for the season, which is 38.0 inches of snow below normal. There were 42 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 108, that's 3 above normal, and 4,037 for the season, which is 1,012 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 22. The record high, 59, set in 1919. And the record low, 20 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:49 p.m. 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Lots of sunshine today, especially closer to the Canadian border, with more clouds towards Glens Falls, high temperatures in the middle 20s to lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Clouds and a few snow showers this morning, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny this morning, more sunshine this afternoon with high temperatures in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, clouds and a few snow showers this morning, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the middle 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows right around 20 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds this morning and a few flurries, increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-30s. Clouds to start on Sunday, then increasing sun near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s Monday, partly sunny, mid-50s on Tuesday. A chance of showers near 60 on Wednesday, and a chance of showers Thursday with highs back to around 50 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.